Well, howdy everyone. I trust that you are having an incredible day in Christ. I think you have to fight your way to the grace of God to not have an incredible day. And this is the best day ever. Every day is in Jesus. And so I continually pray for you, though I don't know all those who may be watching, but I pray that when you watch this broadcast, that you have an encounter with the living Christ who lives inside of you, and that you'll discover in new ways, in new levels, the Christ who is your life. Okay? Well, today I want to talk to you a little bit about breakthrough when you're in times of sorrow or extreme stress. In John chapter 16, Jesus has been telling in the upper room discourse his disciples that he was going to go away. But he had told them in chapter 14, and he continues to try to tell them, but I'm going to come again, not the second coming that we think of, not the second advent, but I'm going to come again, and he's talking about Pentecost, in the person of the Holy Spirit, and I will live inside of you. And that's an even better thing than having me with you. To have me in you, to live my life through you, is much more stunning, much more amazing, much more magical than just having me with you. Now, when he said this, chapter 16, and remember, this is probably a 10-minute, 15-minute conversation, these words in the upper room discourse he has with them. And so he says, because I have said these things to you, in verse 6 of chapter 16, sorrow has filled your heart. Now, there are times when we go through sorrow. There are times when we go through things that are painful. That's undeniable. Jesus said, in this world, you will have tribulation. But we don't have to be governed by sorrow. We don't have to be at a place where sorrow fills our heart. There's a place in chapter 14 where he says this. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. And so he's telling them, you don't need to live with a troubled heart. And so he says, your heart's filled with sorrow. There can be sorrow. There can be something in your life that causes you to have tears, that causes you to be sad, but it doesn't bring you into a place of darkness. It doesn't fill your heart with sorrow. If it is, then this is a good word for you. Regardless of whether you're going through some deep grieving thing, or maybe you're just going through something that's very stressful and difficult in your life, and you need a breakthrough. Okay? So, chapter 16, having said that, now chapter 16, verse 22. Therefore, you too now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and no one takes your joy away from you. Let me read it again. Therefore, you too now have sorrow. And he said to them earlier that their hearts were filled with sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and no one takes your joy from you. Now, when Jesus said, I will see you again, just him seeing them through a lens, it's not what he's talking about, that his presence will be with them again. He will see them again, and not just him seeing, but the truth is that when they'll see him again, and he says, and when that happens, my presence will be bigger than the sorrow, and your heart will be filled with joy. He says, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. Now, I've heard people say before that there's a difference between rejoicing and having joy. No, there's not. Rejoicing flows from a heart of joy. And Jesus says, when you see me again, instead of your heart being filled with sorrow, your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. Now, what am I saying to you? The solution to their sorrow was the presence of Jesus. If you're going through a place of extreme difficulty, maybe it's filled your heart with sorrow. That's not God's will for your heart to be filled with sorrow. It's one thing to experience sorrow. Paul even said in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, he said, though I'm sorrowful, I'm always rejoicing. So there can be a place where there's sorrow because of a loss that you've had, or someone, loved one, has passed away, or somebody's gone through a brokenness in their relationships with each other, or whatever it might be, there's a place that this makes you have sorrow. I understand that. But not your heart being filled. Something's filled, there's no room for anything else to be filled with sorrow. And the only solution is for you to press in. And sometimes you have to press in daily and get a breakthrough every day, a breakthrough into his presence, so that you see him again in a fresh way, so that fills your heart with joy and rejoicing. And because if it fills your heart with rejoicing, there's no room for the sorrow to be in control. Now, the joy of the Lord, the rejoicing of having an encounter with his presence will now fill you. And if the pain you're going through is deep enough, that pain will try to take over again. I'm not saying that the pain will go away. We walk through painful places again. In this world, you have tribulation. But you want to be at a place where you can say, who is this about you coming up out of the wilderness, leaning on her beloved? You have to lean on your beloved. You have to press in again and again. We have his presence with us. We can know his presence and live in a consciousness of his presence 24/7, even when you sleep. But there's also those special moments where we have a bigger revelation of his presence. That's what he's talking about here. And so I just encourage you that if you're going through some place that's very difficult or stressful, some complication in your life that's difficult to manage or impossible to manage, and there's just pain and it's filling your heart, there's worry filling your heart, there's anger filling your heart, there's fear and anxiety filling your heart, there's sorrow filling your heart, then press in. And when you see him in a new way, he will, his presence, and he will his presence and the thing he speaks into you. Ask him the question, Lord, how do you see this? What are your thoughts about this? And in his presence, we live by the words that proceed out of his mouth. In his presence, he will speak things to you. Or sometimes it's just having this bigger view of him. You know, come magnify the Lord with me. Let's exalt his name together. When we magnify something, we don't make it bigger. We just see it bigger. And when you press in and you have a breakthrough, you just see him bigger. And seeing him bigger, that joy of his presence. There's a place in Psalm 16, in his presence is fullness of joy. At his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. That's an important word. In his presence is fullness of joy. And so cultivating a brighter consciousness of his presence through those moments of breakthrough, and you may have to, again, have those breakthroughs daily until the sorrow and the pain becomes distant. It's not that it won't be real, but it becomes less prominent, where his presence and the joy of his presence becomes the most prominent thing in your heart. And you may have to break through every day until you finally get to that larger place where it's like, oh my gosh, the fullness of joy of his presence has overtaken a sorrow filling my heart. There are times when I'm still sad. There are moments of still grieving, but his presence has filled my heart with fullness of joy. Okay, I hope that's helpful. Love you so much. I pray that the rest of this day, you have an extraordinary time abiding in him and him abiding in you, and allowing Christ himself to live his life through you and the nitty-gritty details that make up your daily living. God bless you.